Have you noticed that routine panic is becoming a way of life for today's families?
Here's Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
There was a time when a man didn't fret if he missed a stagecoach. He'd just catch one next month. Now if a fella misses a section of a revolving door, he's thrown into despair. But guess who's the inevitable loser from this breathless lifestyle? It's the little guy who's leaning against the wall with his hands in the pockets of his blue jeans. He misses his father during the long day, and he tags around after him at night saying, "Play ball, Dad." But Dad's pooped. Besides, he has a briefcase full of work to be done. Mom had promised to take him to the park this afternoon, but then she had to go to that women's auxiliary meeting at the last minute. So the lad gets the message. His folks are busy again. He drifts into the family room and watches 2 hours of pointless cartoons and reruns on television. Children just don't fit into a to-do list very well. It takes time to introduce them to good books. It takes time to listen once more to the skin-knee episode and talk about the bird with the broken wing. These are the building blocks of esteem, held together with the mortar of love. But they seldom materialize amidst busy timetables. Instead, crowded lives produce fatigue, and fatigue produces irritability, and irritability produces indifference. There simply has to be a better way.
Need Dr. Dobson? Reach him at MyFamilyTalk.com.